Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 19th day in the 7th month in the year of our Lord, 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. Let's continue our series on dragons and the parables. Today's episode is titled, Be a Sheep, Not a Goat. Following the parable of the Good Samaritan we heard last week, we will continue to focus on the importance of the works of mercy in regards to our salvation. And in this parable from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, Jesus gives us an important lesson about the final judgment and how we can go to heaven and avoid eternal punishment. So it's kind of important to pay attention to this one. It's not a long story like many of the parables, but more so like a short analogy. And in this analogy, the sheep go to heaven and the goats go to, well, eternal punishment, also known as hell. Hence the title for today, Be a Sheep, Not a Goat. For the goats represent dragons here, and Jesus wants us to avoid these dragons. So let's listen to the parable and see which dragons jump out at you. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer to them, Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to the least of one of these, you did not do it to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Okay, so just to recap, in this analogy, the sheep are dragon slayers, and the goats are dragon riders. Which dragons do you think the dragon slayers slayed? They gave food to the hungry and water to the thirsty, so I would say they slayed the indigo dragon of gluttony by sharing their food with others who were less fortunate. They welcomed the stranger and visited prisoners, so I would say they slayed the red dragon of pride, the orange dragon of envy, and the blue dragon of wrath, who tempt us to see ourselves as more important than others, avoid people we don't know and treat them with unkindness, or get revenge on criminals. They clothed the naked, slaying the violet dragon of lust by treating the body with respect and dignity. They cared for the sick and hurting, slaying the green dragon of greed with their great generosity and compassion. And all these acts of kindness slayed the yellow dragon of sloth, who tempts us to be lazy and do nothing to help others. So it does sound kind of a lot like the Good Samaritan we heard last week who slayed all seven dragons. So the sheep in this analogy inherit eternal life and are welcomed by the king into the great kingdom because of what they did. Notice, it wasn't just because they said they believed in the king. Their works of mercy didn't earn their place in heaven, but it was certainly an important part of accepting their invitation to heaven. So that's a lesson teaching us that what we do matters. Now let's turn our attention to the goats in the parable. What did they do? Well, nothing. Jesus basically just says they will inherit eternal punishment, not for what they did, but for what they didn't do. That is kind of scary. We all know that listening to dragons by sinning and doing terrible things is wrong and can separate us from God, but we often don't think about the fact that the yellow dragon of sloth can tempt us not to do great acts of mercy. And remember the story of St. Veronica we heard last week and how she wiped the face of Jesus with great compassion and relieved his suffering? Well, Jesus tells us that we too get that opportunity more than we realize. For he said, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it to me." Do you understand from this parable why, as Catholics, we have such preferential treatment for the poor and the suffering and the lonely and the stranger? Every week for my job, I go to nursing homes and do eye exams for the sick and the elderly. And there's a prayer I learned to say many years ago that has really helped give purpose and meaning to my work. Before I go in there, I just simply pray, "Lord, help me to see you in the eyes of everyone I meet, so that everyone I meet might see you in me. I want to treat everyone I meet like I would treat Jesus, because if I do that with kindness and mercy, then the irony is they begin to see Jesus in me." Why do you think Jesus used the analogy of sheep and goats in this parable? Well, if you've ever owned sheep or goats, you might know that sheep are often docile and obedient animals, while goats can be a bit stubborn and unruly. Maybe Jesus is trying to tell us that those who are humble and obedient to his commandments to serve others will fare much better than those who are disobedient, selfish, and stubborn. Ironically, in today's world, there's a common phrase for people who are really good at something. We use the acronym G-O-A-T, GOAT, which stands for greatest of all time. I used to brag about my wife and say she is the GOAT when it comes to cooking and hospitality and being a mom and a wife. But after reading this parable, I don't think I'm going to call her a goat anymore. After all, Jesus is the greatest of all time, and all of our gifts and talents come from him. We simply use what he gave us to point people back to him. So maybe I'll call her a sheep. Or maybe I should just avoid calling her a farm animal altogether. But Jesus did, so I guess it's okay. For your challenge this week, I want you to reflect on this new acronym for the word sheep, so that you can be more like the sheep in this parable and practice the works of mercy. S stands for stay close to Jesus. He is the good shepherd. Don't wander away from him. H stands for have a humble heart. Humility is key to slaying the red dragon of pride, and pride leads to all the other sins and prevents us from serving others. The first E stands for ears open. You must always listen for the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who calls you to serve others and gives you opportunities to practice works of mercy. The second E stands for everyday obey. When you hear Jesus calling you to act, obey his voice. And the P stands for pray and follow. Only in prayer can we learn to recognize the voice of the shepherd so that we can follow his will. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. This week for the Dragon Slayers Training Guild, I've got a free downloadable sheet all about the new sheep acronym that Roland mentioned. It's a fun and simple way to remember the works of mercy and to help you follow the example of the sheep in the scripture, not the goats. No offense to any goats listening. Also, quick update. Last week, I told you all that the full library of LEGO Stop Motion Bible Stories by Go Chatter Studios was ready to watch on DragonSlayers.tv, but I forgot to hit the right settings to unlock it. Whoops. But I got that updated, so they're all available now and free to watch. So enjoy. And to wrap up the podcast, here's another sneak peek of a new Dragon Slayers song we've been developing. It'll eventually make its way to DragonSlayers.tv. I'll keep you posted. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons. Humility.